Indians closer Cody Allen, our guest on Wahoo Week, as we continue our coverage from Goodyear, Arizona. And Cody, obviously 2017 didn't end the way everybody wanted it to end. How do you carry that over into 2018? Do you put it behind you? Do you kind of let it fuel you? How does that affect how you approach 2018?
I think you got to put it behind you. It's one of those things. There's different learning points from the season, whether that be the playoffs or the regular season, different times throughout the season where we face some struggles that we can take some things from that and hopefully learn from it and apply it this year. But you got to put it behind you because each season is going to have different challenges. You're going to face different types of adversity that you're just going to have to encounter as a club.
How long does that process take, man? Because it hurts when you go out like that. Did it take a couple of weeks, a couple of months until you got back here to Goodyear?
I mean, yeah, it stings. And I would say it's probably different for each guy, but I would say for me, probably right after the holidays, and you start getting into the new year, and you understand that you're about to start a new season, and those new seasons have new challenges, and it's time to turn the page.
This team certainly has a winning environment, though, a winning culture. How important is that? Do you guys know what it takes to get to October, to get to that point? How important is that as you come back and try to put together another outstanding season?
We really, really like the group that we have in this clubhouse. There's a lot of guys here that play the game the right way. There's 25 guys in here that'll be break camp, that'll be pulling in the same direction to do whatever it takes to reach the ultimate goal. And that's a learned behavior. And there's a lot of guys in here that definitely have what it takes to get through the grind of a long major league season. We're looking forward to the challenge.
Obviously, a couple of changes in the bullpen. That the bullpen that has to get to you and Andrew. Talk a little bit about that and how the team now approaches that here in 2018 without a Brian Shaw and without a Joe Smith.
We're definitely going to miss those guys, but we understand that's part of the game. Guys move on. Guys' contracts run out, and we're very, very confident in the group that we have here right now. That bullpen last year that led all the baseball and ERA and a lot of different other categories, it wasn't just three guys or four guys. It was a collective group, and there were guys who came up and down for us, guys who came in the middle of the season like Tyler Olson and gave us extremely valuable innings. So we have all the faith in the world that those guys will continue to get big outs for us and throughout the length of the season be extremely valuable to this club.
I was just going to say, it seems as though every spring or every season, Tito in the front office, they find that guy that nobody really anticipates or nobody really had their eye on. You mentioned a Tyler Olson. There's always somebody that seems to step into the fray and get the job done. Obviously, there's guys coming back from the bullpen last year, but somehow or another, there's going to be another new face that'll pick up that role.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the beauty of this team. The last couple of years we've needed guys to step up and guys have, and that's championship caliber clubs every single season. They have to have certain guys step up into a role and perform at their peak and take a big step forward in their careers. And we've been lucky to have that the last few years, and we're pretty confident that someone else will step right in and fill that void again.
Again, we're talking with Cody Allen as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. Mickey Callaway, hats off to him. He's now the manager of the New York Mets. Carl Willis comes over. Does that change things? Does that tweak things at all?
No, there's a lot of familiarity with Carl. He was here a couple years ago in spring training and then in Columbus for a little bit before he headed over to Boston. But there's a comfort level with him, knowing that he spent so much time in this organization before he left. We're sad to see Mickey go, but extremely happy for him at the same time. He's definitely earned his job title and earned the right to go over there and try manage the New York Mets. So we're happy for him. We're pulling for him. But we're extremely happy to have Carl and Scott Acheson here on board as well.
Cody, coming full circle, coming back to this team as a whole in 2018, I sense a real hunger with the guys as I've talked to them this week and the coaching staff. Is that something you can kind of pick up, a vibe here in the clubhouse that I don't know if it's the term unfinished business, but we've got some things to accomplish.
Absolutely. I think everybody in this clubhouse and as an organization, we understand that complacency is a death sentence in this game. So you have to continue to strive to look to get better and to keep pushing forward, because if you know, the other 29 teams are as well. So if you don't take each day seriously, if you take a day for granted, then you could be at work that day. So we're trying like heck to take every day of spring training and go out and play the game a little bit better than all the other clubs out there.
There you go. Cody, appreciate you spending a few minutes with us here on Wahoo Week. Best of luck this year.
Thank you.